Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lili Nishma Sara Malkabas Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in Masechta Pesachim. We're in the fourth parak Mishnayos Dalet and Hey, and the Mishnah begins as follows: Makom Shenagu Lechol Tzli BeLeili Pesachim Ochlim. In a place where the people follow the minhag to eat roasted meat on the Seder night, Ochlim, we can eat that. But Makom Shenagu Shelo Lechol Ein Ochlim. In a place where they have a minhag not to eat it, we do not eat it at all. In other words, a person has to make it his business to make sure that he shouldn't get confused with the issue of eating a Korban Pesach outside of Yerushalayim. So you want people to walk around saying, this is the meat of Pesach. That's the basis for such a minhag. And there is that minhag that exists out of Yom HaZeh for most of us. We also don't eat things that are plain roasted or pan roasted in our meals on Pesach night. In a place where the people follow the custom to light candles to on Yom Kippur night in a house, so we do light those candles, and having a light there might be able to prevent people from Tashma Shamita, which is of course Asur, and so lighting it in honor of Kavod Yom Tov would be an issue. The minhag was to light also in the bedroom as well. But Makom Shenagu Shelo Lahadlik Ein Madlikin, in a place where the custom was not to light, so we didn't light. In those places, they felt that the fact of light, the absence of light, won't make a difference because at the same time, a person doesn't see his wife. And so there's no need to have light in those places. So even in the places where they have a minhag not to light the candles on Yom Kippur, umadligim b'vata kinesias b'vata midrashus b'mavuos ha'afelim v'agabi acholim, one is allowed to go ahead and light lights in shuls and in bati medrash and in dark alleys or any place where people aren't alone, and also on top of the cholim because it's unlikely that they're going to be involved in tashmish shamita in that situation. There's no concern for Tashmish. There is a mitzvah of Kavod Yom Tov, which still applies, even to Yom HaKippurim, especially to Yom HaKippurim. And so the lighting of the lights, the abundance of light, adds to the Kavod. Makom Shenagu Lasas Malacha B'Tisha B'Av Osin, in a place where the people follow the minhag to do work on Tisha B'Av, we do. We follow that work. But Makom Shenagu Shelo Lasas Malacha Ein Osin, in a place where they follow the minhag not to work, so we don't do the work. And in all of these places, Talmidei Chachamim B'Telim, the Talmidei Chachamim should stay alone and not work in order to stay focused on the responsibilities of the day. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, everyone should be like a Talmid Chacham and not work, and instead not be Mesiach Das, not to come to separate one's mind from the Avelus. Going back to the original conversation, in Yehuda they used to work on Erev Pesach until Chatzos. In the Galil they didn't do work at all, even before Chatzos. And what about the night of Bedikas Chametz? So in such a situation, Beishamai Osir, Beisel Matir, and Anei Tzachama. Beishamai says, it's Osir. Beisel said you can work until the Nates, until sunrise, because that's like a fast, in other words, like a fast day, which begins in the morning. The Issa Malacha also only begins in the morning. Okay, we'll stop here. Bezos Hashem will continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a fantastic, amazing day.